Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. And it's the 5 on 5. And once again, folks, our huge audience here in the studio. The 5 on 5 is once again sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there, you will find formerly with the Color Experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and, of course, everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. They're located in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
Today's 5 on 5 is going to be about things that people say that make your day.
Things that people say that make your day.
Yeah, like somebody says it to you and you feel good.
I'll take it.
Okay, number 5. It's so good to see you. Isn't that nice when someone says that to you?
Absolutely.
It's like a value. Like, ooh, I'm important. I'm valuable. It's so good to see me. Okay, how about this one? Number 4. I took your suggestion and... What do you think? Well, it means at least they were heard and they respected your opinion because they took your suggestion and now they're going to tell you what happened. But
and you're an idiot.
No. Number 3. You look fabulous. What do you think about that one?
I love that one. And I'll tell you what, it's fascinating because there are very few, not very few, but how many people are not able to take that?
Yeah.
Are not it? Well, oh, please, you know?
Yeah, oh, this old thing or...
Well, that's one of my favorite lines from It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, this old thing, I just wear this one. I don't care what I look like.
Okay, how about this one? Number 2. Thank you so much. It does make you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When somebody's grateful for your impact on their life.
Appreciated.
Yeah, it does. It makes you feel appreciated. And number 1, love you. Now, that's different than I love you or something else. But when somebody's going, love you, you know, like you're on the run or something said in a hurry or in passing, it brings it all back to the wonderful reality that you're part and parcel of their life and they count on that.
And it's fascinating because it's sometimes... You know, being a man, I have men friends that will tell me they love me, and I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny because I've been on the phone with somebody and I'm like, all right, man, I love you too. And I've had somebody look at me and go, excuse me?
Who are you talking to there?
Loosen up, brother.
Yeah. But we're talking about that last one makes you think of belonging. And today we're talking about, you know, the real you. And some of the things that we look for, the real authentic you. And one of the things we look for with this authenticity is definitely a sense of belonging. It's just part and parcel. But some people will do whatever it takes to belong.
They'll define themselves by
They'll define
themselves by their perception of what it takes.
What they think it is. So they'll dress different or they'll do their hair different or they'll whatever it is, even, you know, decorate their house different, you know, buy a different house than what they'd want.
Who they associate with.
Right, right. And they become kind of a servant to this false self.
And not true to their real self.
Right. And that can be a painful way to live a life. It you're just going through the motions. You're not getting any of the real heartfelt joy and just great feelings that you get day in and day out from just trying to be who you really are.
Shortchanging, settling.
Yeah, settling for. You know, being authentic drives our view, just as like an elderly person might rate their lives by whether or not they achieved some of the things they wanted to achieve. We're constantly judging ourselves, and it gets to be a big component of how comfortable we are with our sense of self. So this whole thing really does affect self-esteem. Does it? Do you see that? What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And you know, again, what are you basing it on? I mean, are you comparing? You know, we have a saying we hear, comparing my insides to your outsides.
Right, right. You know, do you want to live your best life, or do you want to be accepted by this group of people? Because you might not get to do both.
And I don't always understand, Beth, because there have been shifts and turns when I've followed my true path. And, you know, for many years I've been attempting to. There are times where I'll fall backwards. Mm-hmm. But when I'm following my true path, sometimes it takes me in places that I don't understand why I'm there. Mm-hmm. But looking back, my needs have been consistently met, you know, and I've been given a consistently degree of joy, comfort, and trust.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a man that I know that I've worked with here and there. And he's older than me. He has grown children with grown children. And his whole life, he spent creating this life, or this ball of stuff for his family. Like, he wanted them to have the right clothes, the right schools, he wanted these things, and he worked very hard for them. And he was very successful, and he did a really great job. And now the kids are grown, and they have children of their own, and they're kind of in their own little world, so they're not underfoot. He missed when they were underfoot as kids, because he was working so hard to get what he wanted to have.
Absolutely.
And so then now he's retired, and he's ready to kind of enjoy what his life is, but his life isn't what he wanted. His life is what he thought he was supposed to do. And he's really struggling with it. He's coming to terms with it. For this man, the reason I got to know him is he started to drink more.
Mm.
Because he was never a big drinker he drank here and there, but it wasn't a problem for him. But in retirement it became a problem because nothing was as he wanted. He wasn't passionate about anything.
He was dissatisfied.
And he was done with the work. He didn't have to do the work anymore, and he just didn't know what to do. So when I start to talk to him about being who he really was created to be, you know, finding what drives his train, what is he passionate about, who could he help that it would change his world, and how can he live to be the person he was created to be, it was pretty heavy. It was a pretty heavy interaction, and it continues to be as I see him and as he's working on it, and he's laughing more, he's enjoying his life more, he's interacting with different people outside of the realm of what he thought was acceptable, so to speak, and he's volunteering locally, and he's finding a great sense of it's not really accomplishment.
Satisfaction.
He just feels good about the fact that he's helping this organization that helps other people.
And getting closer to who he was intended to be.
Yeah.
And we've spoken about it before, Beth, where you can have, you know, your drive. We're always speaking of instincts. Your drive for financial security.
Right.
Okay, and if you put that above all else, you know, like you said, I'm never home because I'm working all the time.
Right.
Well, and now it's going to affect my other instincts.
Yeah. It's tough, you know, because, you know, he had come to believe this one thing about himself, and it wasn't necessarily true. He came to believe that he was this imposter, and now he's coming to know who he really is. And I got to be honest and tell you that his wife of many years is totally enjoying it, because he's becoming this, what he was more like as a young man. You know, before they had money, before they had any of the things that he thought he had to attain.
Before he bought into these other values.
Right, right. And she's loving it. She's enjoying the time, and she's watching him blossom back into this man that he was created to be.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really nice to be around. You know, beliefs like clothing can be handed down. We talked about that before. And through the ages, you might be handed different beliefs, whether they were from your parents or from work scenarios that you had, or from anybody in authority in your life, it doesn't mean that that belief is going to fit you or that it's going to be the style you like. It's a hand-me-down belief. And if it doesn't serve, let it go. Get rid of that thing. You know, think about, everybody listening, think about something you learned in your household that you no longer believe. And you know, depending on what age you are, it could be a number of different things. I asked that question at the workshop, and we had everything from, if you tell the truth, you won't get in trouble.
Absolutely.
to that people of different races aren't safe. You know, we had a myriad of different responses to that. And, or you're going to hell. Oh, golly, that makes my day different if I'm thinking like that.
Well, when I was being raised and with, I'm certain, with no bad intentions, but a phrase my mother would use is, God's going to punish you for that.
Yeah.
Well, you know something, all of a sudden, you know, how do I have a loving relationship and a trusting relationship with a God that I think is out to get me?
Yeah.
You know, I've heard it said before, you know, pray to him. I don't want him to know where the heck I am.
Yeah. I'm just trying to avoid him, trying to stay under the radar. But that's the thing. So these hand-me-downs beliefs can exist below the level of consciousness. Lee talking about that, did that wake up something in you and go, yeah, I had that too. Check it. Is it what you really believe? Check it. That's what these hand-me-down beliefs, that's what I'm asking you to do. Check and see, do they have anything to do with what you really think? And if so, then keep them. But if they don't, poof, they can vanish just like that. Did you hear my snap? Just like that. They can just disappear. Awareness changes everything. It's just like a kaleidoscope, that little touch of little teeny bit of a movement can change the whole picture.
And you do get to choose again.
Yeah, you do get to choose again. And that's the beauty of this, is that these things that we've grown up with that aren't authentic to us, they might be things we learned from other people, people we love. Just because I love you doesn't mean I have to believe everything you believe. I still truly love many people, and I don't embrace the same beliefs they have. And that's okay.
Well, just like in relationships, for years I thought one and one equaled one.
Yeah.
No, one and one is two.
Right. Right. And that's the reality of what we're talking about today. We're talking about being authentic. Are you acting like the real you? Do you enjoy being who you are? Do you know yourself well? Because I'm telling you what, we're going to talk about loving yourself when we come back. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back to tie this all up. Thanks for staying tuned.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today, and we're talking about the real you. Knowing yourself is wonderful. Loving yourself is even better. And I wanted to talk about that, loving yourself. Sometimes people just cringe when I say it. Do you love yourself? They're like, oh, I don't know, Beth. What do you mean by that? You know, oh, that's uncomfortable for me to have you ask me that question. And people that are able to do it say, oh, yeah, I do. I'm on good terms with me, finally.
And that's finally, it's a key part because
finally.
There are many people that start off not able to answer that question and learn to.
That's absolutely true. You know, what about love? Everybody listening right now, have you ever fallen in love? Just think about it. Have you ever fallen in love? Let's face it, falling in love is the theme for books, movies, fairy tales, great songs on the radio, great songs in person. Humans love to expound on falling in love because it's exciting. It's scary. It's overwhelming.
It's new.
It's new. It takes over. It just grows, you know. And falling in love is accompanied by feelings, you know, like things like butterflies in the stomach, or inability to focus on other topics, or, well, you know, the things that people do when they fall in love.
Selflessness.
Oh, my goodness. But so what are some of the signs of that state of being, of falling in love? You know, did you ever fall in love and you felt young? You felt like younger, like maybe you're however old you are right now, and you say, oh, gosh, I feel like I'm 16 again. You know, it's
all
a fun thing.
All of a sudden, you know, it's when I was courting my lovely Diane, it's fascinating because all of a sudden I'm writing poetry again, and I put together little musical compilations that I would send her on the computer.
Nice.
And it's kind of neat. I still buy flowers, only now I get in trouble for it because I'm told they die. Don't waste my money.
Well, how about when you're falling in love? Have you ever had a time where you finish each other's thoughts and then you like laugh together?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, that's so fun that we're thinking the same thing. Yeah. Or you enjoy being excited about the future. You're looking at something in the future and you're excited about it together. Or maybe boring activities become great. They're easier to do and more fulfilling.
And you share joy in each other's successes and you mm-hmm. share sadness in each other's pain.
Right. Yeah. You feel it at a deeper level. You long to spend time together. You miss them when you haven't seen them for a little while, or when you've been apart for a little bit.
And it can come with fear also. It can be scary.
Yeah, it can be scary. Falling in love can be scary. And you smile when you think about them. You think about them and you get a smile on your face, no matter where you are. Sometimes you're willing to trek outside your comfort zone for them. I had a friend, a good friend of mine, Dixie, went on a hot air balloon ride just recently.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And you know, you think about that. Is that something you would do? Anybody listening, would you go skydiving? I don't know that I would do those things. But if my beloved asked me to do something like that, I might try it. I'd be scared, but I'd be willing to try something outside my comfort zone.
Dinner at your in-laws. Oh, wait, no, I didn't mean that.
How about how you care about your body and how you look when you're going to see somebody that you care about? You kind of consider what you're going to dress like for them. You're thinking about, oh, I want to look nice.
But, and I'll go another step further. You know, it's caring about their health because you want them to be around.
Mm-hmm. Just coming to trust them, telling them you love them, you know, saying I love you, that's a big deal.
Well, and you know, you struck on a huge one, trust, mm-hmm. you know, because in a real and a genuine relationship, to be able to get to a point of trust, my personal experience is I can't have a genuine relationship without trust.
Right. And, you know, physical intimacy, and I don't just mean sex. I mean just the way that person, when that person touches your shoulder, you feel built up. You feel stronger. Like, yeah, I'm not alone. I can do this. It's different than if someone else does it to you.
And different perspectives. Different perspectives, because it still amazes, again, my Diane, when she wakes up in the morning, I can comment to her when she's getting out of bed that I think she's beautiful. And she's like, I didn't even comb my hair yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but you know, that's not what I see.
Right.
I see her.
Right. You see the woman you love. So have anybody listening, have these things happened for you or to you? Have you experienced them? And so my question there is, do any of these things happen for you because of you? Because of you, just because of who you are. You know, it's time to fall in love with yourself. Fall in love with yourself. Because you are going to spend eternity with you. You're going to spend the rest of this life with you for sure.
That was an interesting twist. I didn't see that
one
coming.
You didn't see that coming?
No.
Yeah. So it's time to fall in love with you. So how can we do it? I'm going to say the first one is spend quality time with yourself. And I mean alone time. That doesn't mean that you It's not lonely.
Not isolation.
No, solitude is way different than isolation. Solitude screams, I'm connected. You know, loneliness screams, I'm separated, you know. So I want you to think about what you can do on your own that makes you happy. Did you ever go to McKee Gardens? If you're in Vero Beach, Florida, or in, even in the sound of Vero Beach, Florida, try McKee Jungle Garden. It's on US 1, and it's just a beautiful place to walk around, sit quietly, look at the beautiful flowers and bugs. I know that sounds crazy, but just the butterflies and the dragonflies and the different things buzzing around, all the different growings, and it just takes you away. Have you done that for yourself? How about journaling? Taking time to journal. Nobody wants to do it, but if you do it, if you write that love letter to yourself every day, that's what I'm calling your journal, a love letter to yourself, you will feel better about your life and about yourself.
For some people, it can be cooking.
It can be cooking. It can be going for a walk. I love to walk over the bridge in our town. In Vero Beach, we have a beautiful bridge that goes over the river. And I love to walk across it and just look into the river and see what I can see what flies by, see how many pelicans are hanging out at different times of the year. You know, they leave for the summer and they come back, and it's fun to watch them.
And combined with your love for yourself, it's doing something healthy. It's investing in your physical well-being.
In your physical well-being, which is a loving thing to do too. So spend quality time. Pick up on your self-care. You know, shave, primp, take care of yourself. It's funny, if you're thinking about going out with someone you love on a date, are you going to shave your face for you men listening? Probably so. Ladies, are you going to shave your legs? Probably so. And it's that kind of thing. Do that just for you. Do it just because it makes you feel better. Do it just have a day where you just primp, or an hour where you just take time to primp. But take care of your self-care. It's a big deal. Give gifts. When you love somebody, you give them gifts. Give yourself some gifts. You know, invest in a want that you have every once in a while. Even if money's tight, just every once in a while, some little thing. Maybe it's the cashews at the store instead of the peanuts. It can be something that simple. But do it just because of you.
And you got to start somewhere. I mean, even if you're not feeling it, act as if. You
act
know,
as
take
if.
A baby step. You know, do something little, even if you don't think it's going to work.
You know the thing saying, I love you? Look in the mirror and say, I love you. It might be hard to do at first. Do it until it's not hard to do. I love you, and I want the best for you. Let yourself know that about yourself. Try it. Act yourself into right thinking. Take the action. Treat yourself as if you are the beloved. Take the action. You will come to know that that's okay, that feels right, that's a good thing to do.
If the higher power loves you, who are you not to love yourself?
Right. Stay aware. Listen to your self-talk. Work at it. Keep it above board. And if you do these things regularly and incorporate them in your regular plan, you will fall in love with you. And as you do, you will automatically become more comfortable in your own skin, more willing to take actions that promote health and well-being, and more aware of the wonder that is you. You are a beautiful creation of a most loving higher power. And you have so much to bring this world. But you got to put your own oxygen mask on first. It's got to start with you.
You're worth it.
You are so worth it. Grow intimate knowledge of yourself, and that will spark good living and joy. Today we've been talking a lot about being the real you, knowing yourself, loving yourself, and getting the benefits of that. We hope it helps some of you, and we hope that you'll tune in with us again. We're here every week, and we're online at www.bethwe.com. Go to the website, look around. There's a lot of tools, there's a blog, there's many things. Sign up to join the blog. You'll get a weekly blog. It's different than the one that's posted online. It comes to your inbox, and it's the only thing we'll mail to you.
Or contact us.
Contact us. We'd love to hear from you. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Thanks for tuning in.